San Diego's new public toilets in kiosks on sidewalks were designed for convenience, but they've proven to be more expensive than the city expected and controversial. From member station KPBS, Claire Tregesser reports.
On a steamy San Diego afternoon, baseball fans are headed towards the Padres' downtown stadium. As they approach the park, they pass a large steel stall on the sidewalk. Darlene Collins stops to look at it.
I did not know that was the bathroom. I thought that was some kind of electrical equipment or something. Yeah, I thought it was some... Well, now I hear it flush. I would not think that was the bathroom.
Collins was mystified by a Portland loo, a prefabricated public restroom that's been popping up from Seattle to Cincinnati to Montreal. The loos are better ventilated than porta-potties and have running water. Still, Collins wasn't keen on trying one out.
It's probably disgusting. Yeah, no.
If she did have to go...
I would hold it and go in the ballpark.
A lot of us don't have a restroom to go to, so we can use that one and it helps.
Ronald Bennett has been homeless for 22 years. He says the city's push to open more public restrooms has improved his life.
It gives me a chance not to have to go all the way across town to use the restroom.
But not everyone is a loo fan.
The homeless population is up in this area since the Portland loo was installed.
John Wance runs a restaurant a few blocks away from one of the loos.
The increased activity, whether it be criminal and drug related or just transient related in general, it's not good for business.
Affording individuals the ability to use a private and safe space to utilize a restroom is basic dignity.
Heather Pollock leads a San Diego homeless advocacy nonprofit called Girls Think Tank. She says people like the idea of public restrooms, just not if they have to share them with the homeless. But Pollock says a restroom isn't truly public unless everyone can use it.
If I walked in and I was holding all of my belongings or I hadn't showered in a few days, there's a very high likelihood that I would not be allowed to utilize that.
Pollock points out San Diego provides free dog poop bags from dispensers across the city, but there are only a few places where a homeless person can use a toilet.
I just wonder what kind of message that we are sending as a community when we're basically saying we value dog owners more than we value human beings and their basic dignity.
Portland loos are designed to ease the daunting task of keeping public restrooms safe and clean. They can be power washed and have slits along the bottom to show who is inside. They cost about $100,000 each, but that doesn't include the connection to sewer lines, which is where some cities stumble. San Diego spent more than $500,000 installing its two loos, double the initial price tag. Now, due to more costs and residents complaints, it's planning to remove one and put it in storage. A nearby homeless shelter will open its bathrooms around the clock instead. For NPR News, I'm Claire Tregesser in San Diego.